Gain a new perspective on the world while you enjoy a Scientific American Bright Horizons cruise. For information, go to scientificamerican.com/travel.
This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Sophie Bushwick. Got a minute? You're a bird. You're a plane. You're a superhero. Sort of. Because a study finds that experiencing superpowers in a virtual environment can turn you into a do-gooder in real life. The work is in the journal PLOS ONE. 60 men and women flew over a virtual city, either holding their arms out and controlling their movement like Superman, or as passengers in a virtual helicopter. Afterwards, back in the real world, the experimenter knocked over a cup of pens as if by accident, and waited 5 seconds so the subject had a chance to help with the mess. When people had spent the simulation as superheroes, they helped clean up more quickly and picked up more pens.
Faster than a speeding bullet!
Coming to the virtual rescue was not necessary for the follow-up behavior. In the simulation, some subjects merely explored the city while others saved a lost child, but both groups performed basically the same on the pen test. So feeling like a superhero may inspire the impulse to helpfully leap in. Just don't expect to leap any buildings in a single bound. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Sophie Bushwick.